According to the Internal Revenue Service, the use of abusive tax shelters has exploded over the past decade, and the IRS and the Justice Department are moving against one company called Zalon. The department says Zalon helped wealthy doctors and dentists evade hundreds of millions of dollars in income tax. And yesterday, as part of a lawsuit, U.S. officials persuaded a federal judge to freeze the assets of the company. NPR's Jim Zeroli is in New York. And Jim, tell us about this company, Zalon. What does it do? How does it operate?
Well, Zalon was founded in the 1970s by a San Diego dentist named L. Donald Guess. Guess realized that there are a lot of doctors and medical professionals generally who made a lot of money, but were also famously bad at managing it. So Guess set up an investment firm aimed at these people. Over the years, it got very big, had thousands of clients, and took in a lot of money.
Well, how did the firm get in trouble with the IRS?
Zalon turned into this sort of sprawling company, a lot of subsidiaries. One of them began selling what the IRS says were basically abusive tax shelters. The way these worked is very complicated, but to boil it down, one of them essentially would let the participants donate money to a charity that the firm was affiliated with and then take a deduction for it. But then they could also use the money for private purposes, such as paying college tuition for their kids. There was also another subsidiary which was set up as an insurance business. Doctors could put money into this subsidiary and basically pay no taxes whatsoever for 7 years. Yesterday, the firm's office was raided. A judge ordered $500 million of Zalon's assets frozen.
Jim, just to go back to the charity scheme once again, you're saying that people were actually making tax-deductible contributions to a charity, and then they could direct disbursements of the charity to things like their own kids' tuition, to purposes that would benefit themselves. That's what's alleged in any case.
That's right. That's what the Justice Department says.
What does Zalon say about all this?
Well, it denies that it was selling abusive tax shelters. It also says, you know, the money that was frozen doesn't belong to the firm. It belongs to the charity, which is called the Zalon Foundation. It also belongs to their clients, the medical professionals. The Justice Department says that's fine because all of these medical professionals are going to owe back taxes and penalties and interest. So if we freeze their assets now, we can make sure that that's paid off if the government prevails in court.
Is this unusual, though, for the IRS to ask that a firm's assets be frozen?
It is rare, but the IRS has said that it wants to be more aggressive about abusive tax shelters. In the 1990s, a lot of people were making a lot of money. There was just a huge proliferation of these things. People wanted to find ways to avoid paying taxes, and there were a lot of accounting firms and law firms that said, you know, hey, we'll help you do it. The IRS was slow to do anything about this by its own admission, but they've gotten more aggressive in recent years. They've pursued some big players like KPMG and Ernst & Young and taken some of them to court.
Have they actually shut down any tax shelters?
Well, the record is somewhat mixed. One of the shelters they've gone after, for instance, goes under the general term, contingent liability shelters. These were aimed at companies and individuals. The IRS says they basically allowed the participant to make the same deduction twice. A lot of the people who participated in this have settled with the IRS. But the IRS has also lost two cases in court involving companies, the companies Black & Decker and Coltech. They also lost another big case this week involving a subsidiary of GE Capital. So that's three defeats in a short period of time.
And what do they say about that?
They're considering whether to appeal the decisions. They also say, look, this is just a skirmish in a much larger war against these shelters. You know, they say we've had defeats before when we've tried to go after these. Sometimes things look bad, but, you know, we've been able to come back and prevail in court, and they think they can do so again. They say the issue is an important one, and that needs to be done.
NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome.